我你没comfort era di ni ke si oni mi o ni me comfort era di ni ke si
Psalm 118 verse 16 to 18. Shall we read it together, please?
The right hand of the Lord is exalted.
The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly.
I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord.
The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death.
Let us read Psalm 118, verse 16 to 18 one more time. Ready, go.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly.
I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death.
Let's read the 18 again. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For just about 30 seconds, I want you to use the scripture to pray and declare over your life that you will live, according to Psalm 118, verse 17, that you will live, you will not die. To declare the works of the Lord, you will live in the name of Jesus. And every member of the ministry will live to declare the works of the Lord. It's not just merely existing, merely just being alive, no. But living to declare the works of the Lord. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. According to your word in Psalm 118:17, I'll live to declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die. I will live to declare the works of the Lord. Verse 17, Lord, your word says that your right hand doeth valiantly. Your right hand doeth valiantly. Your right hand doeth valiantly. Your right hand is exalted. Lord, show forth the power and might of your right hand in my life. I shall not die, but I shall live to declare the works of the Lord, to declare your works, O Lord. Kabarababu shebedebeyande, kabazandebeyande. Rababaya Kazandere, Medebea, Nerebe, Kabarabaya, Nerebe, Rababaya, Nerebe, Kebe, and Nerebe, and Nereaba, Bayan, Nerebe, and Nerebe, Rababaya, Kabaya, Nerebe, and Nereaba, and Nerebe, Bayan, Nerebe, and Nerebe, Kebe, and Nereaba, Bayan, Nerebe, Shebebe, and Nerebe, Kabaraba. Across the ministry globally, we thank you that every member is living to declare the works of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Rababaya Shabarabaya Kaba Rababaya Zanerebe Maya Nerebe Kebeande Maya Dorobo Shebebe and Kebebe and Nerebe in the mighty name of Jesus. God's grace for living. Wherever you find the grace of God, there is one thing you find there: life. Wherever you find God's grace, you find the life. In Romans chapter 6 verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Wherever God comes into the situation, you find the life. When he breathes his grace upon us, we experience life. Today is Favorite Thursday. Let the grace of God locate you in every aspect of your life in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The wages of sin is death. It is the enemy's joy. It is the enemy's delight that humankind experience death in all its forms, both physical and spiritual. But when God comes to the scene with grace, life shows forth.
Amen.
In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, says, bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. That's not only about eternal life, but when we hold on to godliness, we also experience life on the earth. That means that the fact that you are walking, breathing on the earth does not mean that you are living. Living starts with Christ Jesus. Living comes by the grace of God. You can be walking upon the earth and yet experiencing the wages of sin. So living on the earth comes first by the grace of God. It starts with Jesus. Going to the gym, building up your body, that profited little. That is what scripture says. But godliness profited unto all things. It profited life. It brings you life. Godliness brings you life. It profits unto all things, having the promise of life that now is and that which is to come. I will encourage you that keep working for the Lord in the name of Jesus. As you do so, his grace will locate you wherever you are in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Don't give up. Hold on to godliness. Sometimes you say, oh, the prayer is too much. Please make it your lifestyle. Continue in it. Those who continue therein, when the master comes, he will give them rewards. Continue in the godliness in which you are. Don't give up and don't feel that, oh, it's too much. Every time we're going to church, every time we are singing unto the Lord, the outreaches we are doing over and over again, I'm tired. Don't get tired. Keep on. Hold on to godliness. God's grace for living must be sustained by work. Working for the Lord, exercising godliness. You cannot pay God, but the little you can do is to keep staying godly, holding on to godliness. Because God's grace upon your life, you can never pay him for it. It is by his grace and his mercies that we are not consumed. Left to the devil, we'll all be destroyed, but God's grace keeps sustaining us daily. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. So regardless of the fact that sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof, no evil shall befall you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because God is surrounding you. We are hid in Christ and Christ in God.
Amen.
In John chapter 11 verse 3 to 4, as a matter of fact, whole book of John 11, it talks about this Lazarus situation. When Lazarus died, but as Jesus puts it, Lazarus only slept. He only slept. In verse 3 to 4, his sister sent unto Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. The one whom Jesus loved was sick. You say, oh, I'm feeling a bit some weakness. Does it mean God doesn't love me? No, he loves you. All things are working together for your good. Amen. And all things are working together for the glory of God to be seen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One time Jesus, his disciples asked him concerning a certain man, that is it he has sinned or because of his parents' sin? Jesus said that no, it's for the glory of God to be seen. And in this Lazarus situation, Jesus declared it again. He said he's not sick unto death, but for the glory of God to be seen. Wherever the enemy thought that, oh, I've gotten her, I've gotten him, I have finished him. Wherever the enemy came, stealing, killing, and destroying, jubilating, like he jubilated over Jesus when he died. Let the resurrection power of the Lord locate you there in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say after me, resurrection power.
Resurrection power.
In the name of Jesus, you will experience the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus in your life today.
Amen.
His sister Lazarus was so sick he was dying, but Jesus was now starting. The glory of the Lord was now coming forth. When challenges are not experienced, the glory of God is not fully manifested. When challenges are not experienced, the glory of God is not fully manifested. He says that the right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly, as we read in Psalm 118, the right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. So something happened for the right hand of the Lord to be moved. And today, this Thursday, say after me, in the name of Jesus.
The name of
let
Jesus.
The right hand of the Lord.
Let the right hand of the
move
Lord
in my direction now.
Move in my direction.
Move
now
in my life now.
Move in my life.
Arise, O Lord.
Arise.
Lift
O Lord
up your right hand.
Lift up your right
hand and move in my life,
move in my life.
Now,
now,
wherever the enemy has persecuted
enemy
me,
has persecuted
move your right hand, oh Lord,
your right hand,
by your
Lord
grace,
by your
in
grace,
the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
When you read John, the same John chapter 11, verse 23 to 26, Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall arise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall arise again in the resurrection at that last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Jesus was not referring to the last day resurrection. No, he was talking about her brother Lazarus coming back to life. Today we are going to pray. You are declaring in your life or into your life that Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life, today let any good thing that it is in your life be resurrected in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let your health be resurrected.
Amen.
Regardless of whatever you're experiencing in your body, today let the resurrection power of the Lord, as we have seen in John chapter 11, even Lazarus, after how many days, and yet Jesus, he commanded him forth and he said, loose him and let him go. Today you are declaring liberation by the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Jesus the same yesterday, today and forever. You are declaring by the power in the name of Jesus, let there be resurrection throughout your life in the name of Jesus. Those who thought that, oh, they've closed or covered your destiny. Today is resurrection day by the grace of the Almighty God. Lazarus was dead. He couldn't help himself. But God located him. He came there and then he resurrected him. Wherever you are, that you cannot help yourself, the resurrection power of Jesus is here today. All you need to say is, Lord, move in my life now. Jesus, Son of David, move, 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 move. We believe. Can you believe? Can you believe? Can you believe? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we believe in your resurrection power. We will believe in your resurrection power. We believe in your resurrection power. We believe that any organ malfunctioning right now will correctly function in the name of Jesus. We believe that anybody suffering any ailment right now receives health. We believe your resurrection power. This Saturday, Thursday afternoon, this Thursday midday, we believe. You are the resurrection and the life. We experience resurrection and life today. Now, not next week. Now, in the name of Jesus, we believe now. 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 Begin to thank the Lord for his resurrection and life in the name of Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord. 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 For anyone who's not given his life to Christ, his or her life to Christ Jesus, just say this short prayer after me. In the name of Jesus, I commit my life into your hands, Lord. I thank you that though I am a sinner, you sacrificed your life for me. Today, come into my life, be Lord and Master over my life forever and ever. Grant me your Holy Spirit to enable me live a life pleasing unto you. In Jesus' name have I prayed. Amen.
Amen.
life to Christ. Kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you. Let's share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now forevermore. See you tomorrow at 12 p.m. God bless you.